Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We ask you to duplicate what we do here, spread it far and wide. We need to raise public awareness. And this particular piece is valuable to relocate because a lot of you that come here don't need any more proof. Elections are stolen. There's even tragedy to elections being stolen. I'm going to cover that today in this particular segment. But we need to expose the fact that voter fraud exists. We know it exists, and this is why we need to get overwhelming numbers out to the polls. So it's all hands on deck. You get 10 people to vote. Make sure 10 people you know in your circle are voting. And if they give you a little resistance, just say, hey, there's so much cheating going on that if you don't go vote, make sure you vote. We're going to surely lose this election. This needs to be repeated millions of times over across the country. We are brought to you by a great product right here. I love this product, Ageless Multi-Collagen, and it'll make you look and feel younger. Now, by the time you're in middle age, you've lost half your collagen, hair falling out, wrinkles forming, joints are sore, lack energy. That's a collagen function. And if you could just devise a product that would cross the blood-brain barrier, you could reverse the damage. Well, there's such a product. BioTrust. Five types of collagen blended into one. It crosses that blood-brain barrier and begins to replace collagen loss. You'll look younger, you'll feel younger, and they guarantee the results. 60-day money-back guarantee, 53% off. You've come at the right time. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. All right, we've got really interesting tidbit here to show you and to talk about. This is so tragic. This is in reference to the Tina Peters case, and I've covered that. You know, I interviewed her right before her trial started. She had a kangaroo court with a corrupt judge, a propagandized jury pool, and I'm not making excuses. These are facts. The local newspaper there just eviscerated Tina for over a year. And then they polluted the jury pool with their propaganda. The judge would not let Tina's lawyers, who I thought did a crappy job, did not let them present evidence on why she did what she did, which was perfectly legal and legitimate. But she's going to prison for 9 years. And John Strand, John, good job on this. And I want to bring attention to his good work. Right here, he says Tina Peters backing up the elections data before they wiped the system gave the public a rare opportunity to analyze before and after the tampering, and it shows clear and deliberate manipulation of the voting systems. Tina was the county clerk and recorder in Mesa County, which is basically the Grand Junction, Colorado area. And we know Colorado is infamous for cheating. Right up to good old Jenna, your Secretary of State, Polis, your governor. Oh, that's right, TDA doesn't exist. That's the people running Colorado. Corrupt, bring all the illegals here, bankrupt the state, decline the value of the standard of living, and cheat like hell on elections. That's who these Colorado officials are. And if one of their own stands up and says, "Whoa, wait, I can't go along with you on this election. It's corrupt and I can prove it," throw her ass in jail. Yeah, that's exactly what they did. Okay, now here's what they did to cover it up. Jenna Griswold, look at this. Look what you did, Jenna. And you know what you did. You're a criminal. Audit trail deleted. Systems logs deleted. Voting files replaced with new voting. And we've got here before and after. You can go to this particular Strand right here, John Strand, no pun intended. And you can do a before and after click, and you'll see how the vote totals were changed. Now, Trump carried Mesa County. He carried the county, but votes were siphoned off that county and put into other areas where they helped Colorado defeat Trump, where Trump, I believe, got a majority in Colorado too. No one votes for their own demise. Okay, so that's one thing here that I wanted to cover. John, again, give credit here to his site, John Strand. Tina Peters, Whistleblower of the Fallen. This is just so sad. Okay. Tina has asked her supporters to view and share the Mesa County, Colorado voting system forensic examination and analysis reports 1 through 3, found at tinapeters.us/reports. And it includes all of these. So I'm leaving it up there right there. Okay. So it's, if you're seeing this on a visual medium, you can get the screen. Okay. Also, too, you can go to Tina Peters, whistleblower of the fallen Navy SEAL. So she's a gold star mom as well. Okay. TinaPeters.us/reports. And then there's three hypertext links there for more reports. Okay. Now, Wendy Staunch Mahoney. Okay. I love the term, Wendy. I love it. Unpsyopable. That's great. In other words, you can't BS me. That's what she's saying. I love the term. I may have to borrow from you. Okay. The backup that Colorado performed was lawful and required. Okay. She didn't break the law. Now, she's pushing 70 and she got sentenced to 9 years. She could die in prison. This is basically a life sentence for exposing fraud in Colorado. This is just unbelievable. Okay. Michelle Malkin did a piece called Rocky Mountain Heist. A video exposed the criminal forces that took over Colorado. Yeah, Tina and I talked about that on our interview, and I probably should play that again. But I said, Tina, I'm from Colorado. I grew up in Aurora, where the TDA's taken over apartments. And I told her, I said, Colorado was fairly conservative. I used to know the McNichols family, hung out with one of the kids, mayor, governor, right? Okay. Mayor of Denver, governor of Colorado. Wasn't like this. Wasn't like this at all when I was growing up, when I lived there as a young adult. And I look at Colorado now, and you've got all kinds of bad actors. In fact, I'm going to play that part for you again. I'm going to find the Tina Peters interview and replay it, because Colorado fell. It was taken over. Most of the people in Colorado would not vote for these people, but there's such massive election fraud. And I'm going to say this, and without identifying the person, I know a former prominent official in Colorado. Grew up playing basketball with a guy in my teen years and early adulthood. He and I played in a lot of leagues together. Good guy, good player. I hated to have the guy guard me, but he was really good. He couldn't take it. He got out, left the state. How it is there. So anyway, Michelle Malkin's expose, Tina got screwed. And I hope that if we can get Donald Trump in, the first thing he do is going to pardon Tina Peters and then go after Jenna Griswold with the new DOJ. Her butt belongs in jail. This woman is as corrupt as the day is long. I can't believe she doesn't live in Arizona. Seriously. And then the governor, same thing. TDA is taking over apartments. That's a lie. That's imagination. You're making it up. And we got the videos. That's who runs Colorado. And they put this lovely, wonderful public servant in prison. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting.